This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of things are shrinking in the airline business right now. Seats, legroom, overhead space, free food, free anything for that matter. Turns out, though, even airline routes are shrinking. Singapore Airlines yesterday announced it's 86ing the two longest flights in the world, Singapore to L.A. and Singapore to Newark. Other airlines have been canceling some of their super long hauls as well. Stacey Vanek-Smith takes a look now at why going the distance just isn't worth it.
Everything about super long-haul flights is big. The distances, usually more than 8,000 miles. That's at least 15 hours. The planes, they hold hundreds of passengers and tens of thousands of gallons of fuel, which is part of the problem.
Carrying a lot of fuel costs a lot of money.
Aviation consultant Michael Boyd.
The cost of carrying the fuel you need to go nonstop Singapore, New York gets exorbitant.
Especially when the cost of jet fuel soars, like it's done in the past year. Airline analyst Henry Hardeveld says in addition to fuel, super long-haul flights have to have extra crew to relieve the long shifts.
These ultra-long-haul routes are ultra-premium for a very, very time-sensitive customer. And the operating costs are substantially higher than normal.
So why do airlines even have super long-haul flights? Ticket price. $7,000 to $10,000 per round trip, says aviation analyst Richard Apolafia.
People will pay extra to fly directly, especially the people in the front of the cabin who supply about 95% of an airline's profits.
Which is why Apolafia expects super long-haul flights will make a comeback. He says new jumbo jets from Airbus and Boeing are more fuel efficient and could be enough to make the long flights worth the haul. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.